In a world filled with big sports companies and high-end production podcasts, comes a group of guys who paid $5 for this intro. Welcome to Eat, Sleep, Fantasy.
All right, everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Eat, Sleep, Fantasy Football Podcast, also known as the Whoopee Cushions of Fantasy Football Podcast. My name's Christian Brito. Joining me, as always, the one and the only, the stupendous host of this show, the wonderful genius behind what is Eat, Sleep, Fantasy. Is that enough introductions, Dale?
Sure.
Dale DeMott.
Yeah, man. Let's do it. Let's get this episode 126 out of the way and into the can, as the professionals say. We are the Whoopee Cushions of Fantasy Football because they're really stupid. People frown upon them, but they're so fun, and you can't help but play with them.
I gotta say something, man.
What?
I don't know if it's our show or like this style of show. So, just like sports shows that don't take themselves seriously,
sure,
have ruined other shows for me.
Yeah.
I was on a drive today, just from where I live to Key West, which is like 3 hours. It's not that bad. But I was trying to listen to some other podcasts, and basically they've been ruined for me.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. So for any of you guys that are new to our podcast and may have heard other podcasts before, let me explain just for
a second. Please explain.
We're a little bit different.
Yeah. Explain to our new listeners, because we are getting new listeners, especially during draft season. Explain to everybody who we are and why, just tell them about us a little bit. What would be an Eat Sleep Fantasy's Tinder profile?
Listen, over the last few episodes, our topics that we've discussed to open our show have been Goonies, pepperoni nipples.
Oh yeah, they're popular.
Hot dogs, how to cook them, whether it's microwave or boiling.
Right.
Those are just some of the things that you might find on an Eat Sleep Fantasy Football podcast. But along with that, you'll get draft kits. You'll get rankings, you'll get stats, you'll get analysis, but it's going to be presented in a way that it's more tolerable,
yeah.
Palatable.
Yeah, like a whoopee cushion. Really?
Like you're hearing information from guys that enjoy the sport but also want to make it fun. I'm very big on, if you're going to play fantasy football, it has to be fun. If you're not doing it that way, you're doing something wrong.
Right.
So that's about it. If you like all that stuff, if you like listening to podcasts as you rub up on yourself a little bit,
we put the fun.
The podcast,
we put the
you.
Fun in fantasy football.
There's what?
That's a new tagline.
Oh God,
you like that?
Yep. Also, if you guys are still sending in dad jokes,
we are getting flooded in our email. Stupid dad jokes, and most like 90% of them are good. So thank you to everybody.
I want to say stop, but don't stop. No, like I'm okay with them, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
I get a lot of email notifications.
Yeah. 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 The dad jokes. And I just want to say something, and we're going to put this to bed once and for all, because I feel like we've been talking about it since we talked about it the first time. Team Microdog, boiling hot dogs or microwaving hot dogs. I know that the boiling hot dogs won the Twitter poll. I have a feeling that our listeners that are, you know, our real listeners, I feel like, aren't on Twitter. And that's not really representing our audience just because they won the poll. We get several emails a day saying how good microwave hot dogs are and how bad boiled hot dogs are. Just FYI. So boiled hot dogs may have won the popular vote, but we all know microwave hot dogs.
All right, before we get into we're going to be putting out two episodes for your enjoyment this morning, evening, whatever time you're listening. I forget that people listen at their own discretion, sure, which is why we have a podcast.
Yep.
But whatever time you're listening, we're going to be putting out two episodes.
Mm-hmm. So this
before
this,
we get into the
episode,
meat of this episode.
This episode is like the morning zoo episode. The next episode is going to be like NPR style afternoon radio.
No. Okay. Anyways, before you get into the meat of this episode, which is news and injuries and stuff that has happened that we need to go through, tweet at Dale_fantasy. Yep. Tweet at Dale_fantasy your reasons why boiled hot dogs are better than microwave hot dogs, because this is now three episodes in a row that we need to mention this.
Really quick, you can find us on Facebook or Instagram or Twitter. On Twitter, we're at EatSleepFF. That's where we're the most active, really, but you can get a hold of us pretty much anywhere. You can email us. Our new email address actually is contact@eatsleepfantasy.com. So we're official, no more Gmail stuff. Also, today we're going to go over the listener league. I don't know if Brito just said that. I might have zoned out when he was explaining that. We'll tell everybody who is in the listener league. For anybody who is not selected, I want to personally thank, well, I guess you can't personally thank people or the podcast, but I do want to thank everybody for giving us a good positive review, along with some emails, just some positive encouragement. We sincerely appreciate it. The reviews, I know they were just for the listener league, but we love the positive feedback, and we like negative feedback too to get better. So if you have any negative feedback, leave it off iTunes.
Just email it to us.
Let's keep that private, okay? And we'll get better.
One guy that's really upset that we spent way too long talking about dried up snatches.
Oh yeah, yeah, that was good.
Was not good.
Well, we're the only fantasy football podcast that has negative reviews like that. Like, these guys, don't waste your time here. Sounds like they're in a basement, stuff like that. I love those reviews too. But
to be fair, that's when we first started and had no equipment, and it sounded like we were in a basement.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let's get into some news.
Noticia 23.
Great transition, dude.
Thank you. Why don't you give us some news, Brito?
All right. First piece of news here is the obvious piece of news. So we heard previously that Spencer Ware had injured his knee. First there's worries that he tore his ACL. Then, you know, maybe he just sprained his knee. Nope. He tore ligaments in his knee. He's probably going to be out for the full season, going to require surgery on his knee. So, dun-da-da-da, in comes Kareem Hunt. Mm-hmm. And I had Spencer Ware very high in my rankings. And guess what, Dale?
What?
I have Kareem Hunt very high in my rankings. Yeah. He landed as my number 12 running back.
Nice.
And I'm debating putting him. I can't decide whether or not him or Fournette. I think Fournette is more talented. But he's got everything set up in a situation now. Because Ware, the only thing that concerned me about Ware is that he had Hunt behind him, which I thought it would take some time for Hunt to take that job, and I thought it was Ware's job for this year. But now you're talking about an offense where he gets probably almost all of the work. West will come in and take some of that, but only to spell him and as needed. An offense that dumps off the ball to the running back, an offense that's pretty good, an offense that runs the ball a lot, that will feature him. And to top it off, he's pretty damn good as a running back as well.
Yeah. Yeah. No, even before Spencer Ware was injured, Kareem Hunt had a chance to do something in this backfield already before Ware even got injured. Now that he is, I basically, like you, took Ware out and put Hunt almost in the exact same spot. I actually moved Fournette down a little bit and moved Hunt up. I really like Hunt. I think he definitely has the talent. He's going to have the opportunity in this offense to really do something nice. So I think if you're drafting soon, especially this weekend, maybe you could take advantage of him, of Hunt, not being on a lot of people's cheat sheets, especially early on. So
plus, it's really fun to say K-Hunt.
Yeah, yeah. Say it really quick.
K-Hunt.
So yeah, I have him. I think I have him ahead of Ty Montgomery, Carlos Hyde. I think I'm even putting him ahead of Isaiah Crowell.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, Ezekiel Elliott as well.
So, in our ranks right now, I have him 12 amongst running backs. Armando has him 20. He's a little bit more gun-shy. And, Dale, you said you have him 14, more or less, is where you're going to end up with him?
Yeah, 13, 14.
All right. So, fair enough there. We all like him a whole lot, so he'll probably
super solid, almost as solid as an RB2. Can be. You comfortably draft him as an RB2 in your league.
I agree. I think he and Leonard Fournette are the two locks at rookie running backs to finish as top 24 running backs.
Sure. I would say that.
Yep.
Fair enough.
All right. Next piece of news, if you missed it as well, Julian Edelman confirmed to have an ACL tear over the weekend. Another bad one for the Patriots offense in general. We're talking about a guy who has seen a ton of targets since he's been in New England. And, you know, we saw immediately Chris Hogan step up. But this offense has a lot of pieces. The reports are now that they're planning on involving their running backs even more than before. But you still got Cooks. You've got Hogan. You've got, you know, James White and Mike Gillisley. Yeah. And there's a lot of pieces. And let's not forget, Gronk's actually healthy.
Right.
So maybe it actually clarifies a little bit what happens in New England. How does it affect the other pieces for you?
Yeah, for me, Gronk isn't affected. He's a number... I didn't have him as number one tight end, and I don't think I'm going to move him up. I have Kelce number one and Gronk at two. I don't think I'm moving Gronk past Kelce. But as far as the other guys, I think Chris Hogan gets a bump for sure. Brandon Cooks, I think he's going to be about the same. Chris Hogan is going to be the main factor here. He's going to get the biggest bump out of everybody in New England. Okay. Don't forget, he was the second most target. I know Gronk was out a lot of the season last year, but Hogan was the second most targeted wide receiver in that offense last year, so he has ability. He'll definitely get a bump.
There was a huge difference, though, between the one and the two.
I think bigger than any other wide receiver duo in the NFL. Hogan, I think, had somewhere around 50 targets, and I think Edelman had some... No, I'm sorry. I should probably know this.
It's okay.
It was like 100 target difference. It was like 100 target difference between wide receiver one and two.
Right. All right. So I do want to mention really quickly, just a quick piece of news here. Probably not as important as some of these other injury pieces, but there's rumors that the Miami Dolphins are shopping Jarvis Landry. And because we just mentioned the Patriots, and the Patriots seem to always get Dolphins players and then just make them better. I wanted to mention Jarvis Landry's being shopped. I don't think there's too much to this rumor other than if you're a Landry owner, be concerned even more than you already were, because Jay Cutler came into town. The type of receiver he likes is not Jarvis Landry, and it's probably not going to be what you expect out of Landry this season.
See, I kind of feel the opposite. I think if you already are a Landry owner, you kind of get excited. Let's hope he goes somewhere where he's actually going to be utilized. We both see a small drop for Jarvis Landry right now in the Jay Cutler offense, right? So if he gets moved, especially to a decent team, he'll be fine.
Yeah, he relies a lot on targets, more so than a lot of wide receivers, because he doesn't score touchdowns. He's a guy that he needs to be peppered with targets to be effective. And under Jay Cutler, I feel like Devontae Parker's stock has to go up. As much as I don't like Parker as a wide receiver, I think he's, I think I've said this before, grande por gusto.
Big gust of wind.
What?
What does that mean?
Big for nothing.
Okay.
Yeah, so I don't think Parker's a good receiver, but if you have a guy just throw it up to you and you're big, you know, it might actually work out for him this year. He might be, you know, he's probably in line for a career year considering the disappointing rookie and sophomore seasons for him after being drafted so highly.
Right, and don't forget as well, after JGI blew up, I think week four on, Jarvis Landry saw a decrease in targets. I think he was just over four completions per game after Jay Ajayi blew up. So temper your expectations a little bit here, and especially with Jay Ajayi being a stronger runner and probably getting more opportunity this year.
Right. Deshaun Kizer.
Woohoo.
What was that?
I was saying woohoo.
That was a weird...
I said, woo. It was
a weird sound you made.
It was like a sound
effect. But that wasn't it. It was like it didn't come out
right. No, it was like I'm like that guy from Police Academy. What's his name? Michael, you know who I'm talking about with all the weird sounds?
I know who you're talking about, but if you
So I'll be the sound effect.
Gun to my head, I would not be able to remember.
Give me a sound effect, I can do it.
Give me a poor sound effect. This needs to become a thing. I loved that. That was fantastic.
See, I've been practicing. This was the sound effect thing was like my second career. I wanted to be like
Dale sound effect corner. You want to do that? Sure. Actually, we already have like Dale's already.
Yeah, garden time. Call over. It. Dale's garden time is over.
Now it's DeMott sound effects.
Yeah.
DeMott sounds.
Sounding off with Dale.
Okay. All right. So DeShone Kizer has been named the starter by the Browns. We'll try to circle back around to the sound effects when we need it. But the Browns, they didn't want to go with Brock Osweiler for some reason. In shock there?
For some reason. Because he sucks. Is that the some reason? Yeah, I mean, DeShone Kizer, he is... he's looked really good this preseason. He's fast. I think he's the young quarterback that the Browns need. Let him grow a little bit, though. Please don't pull him week six after you go 2-1.
Please don't draft him.
Yeah, 2-4. What?
Please don't draft DeShone Kizer.
No, probably not.
Don't care what kind of league you're in. Yeah.
He's still on the bottom of the barrel.
Mm-hmm.
Who else you got?
Poor Browns.
Yeah. Hey, they're looking better and better. I think their defense is going to be a little bit improved from last year. Their offensive line is pretty strong. Isaiah Crowell at running back, Duke Johnson.
Do you really want to, Dale, do you really want to do this, like, as far as them being better?
Well, they have to get better.
They're going. What are they going to do, triple their win total? Let's say they triple their win total. Do you know how many wins that gives them?
Yes.
Three.
Yes.
Three for anyone out there counting.
That's pretty good. They're going to be three times as good as they were last year. Dolphins can't say that.
Most teams can't say that because most teams didn't win only one game, Dale.
Talk to me about Blake Bortles.
Also, it's mathematically impossible for the Dolphins to win 30 games.
Talk to me about Blake Bortles.
Blake Bortles is named the starter for the Jacksonville Jaguars for week one.
Yep.
Excited about that?
No.
Yeah, you happy about that?
No, I mean, I guess I said before, I think Allen Robinson was going to have his value no matter what. Now that just solidifies Allen Robinson's value going forward, so we're good.
Give me a sound effect that complements Bortles being the starter.
Like what? Give me something.
You know those little party things that you blow? What the fuck?
Oh, yeah, I got
called?
That. Hold on. This is so stupid. Okay, let's move on. I'm not sure I like this corner thing.
I hate Blake Bortles. I really do. He is the epitome of like a guy who just has a job because he was drafted because he has all the metrics. And he's terrible. Like, he has not tried at all to improve as a passer in this league. He has no business being a starter. And yet here he is, week one of the NFL season, being named a starter. For no fucking reason. He's awful, and they need to draft someone else.
That's why we play fantasy football and not real football.
Yes, but I am an Allen Robinson owner, and it's very difficult to watch him be attached to a terrible quarterback.
That's fine. A terrible quarterback that'll force feed him. I'm not worried about it.
Okay, yeah. Tell that to DeAndre Hopkins last year with fucking Brock Osweiler.
Well, last year, I mean, DeAndre Hopkins was not for his fantasy value, but in real life, he was fortunate to have a team that was actually in the games where their defense stepped up and the run game was okay.
Okay, so. Listen, DeAndre Hopkins last year, I think, if I'm not mistaken with these numbers, I'm trying to do these off the top of my head, had 151 targets,
mm-hmm.
something like that, and finishes the wide receiver 37. He is the epitome of having a god-awful quarterback. One of the worst quarterbacks seasons I've seen in a long time. That is the
look
primordial example of targets not working out.
Look, he had more let's see, you are right on the button here. He had 151 targets, only four touchdowns. Antonio Brown had 154 targets. Antonio Brown had three targets more than DeAndre Hopkins. I'm okay with that. It's just,
by the way, it is ridiculous how much nonsense information is in my brain that I knew. Yeah,
that's pretty sad.
That he had 151 targets. Yeah,
that is. Jordy Nelson had one target more than DeAndre Hopkins and finishes number one wide receiver. So, just a product of the offense.
All right. Next piece of news. Cameron Meredith. The knee injuries this weekend were not good.
Right.
Please, you know, do something about these preseason games, NFL, but whatever. Cameron Meredith believed, this one's not confirmed like the Spencer Ware and Julian Edelman injuries are. Cameron Meredith believed to have torn his ACL. He's likely going to be out for the 2017 season.
Let's assume so.
As well.
Yep.
Now, let's assume he's out. I already thought, I already was on the Kevin White train as he had, this is his year to prove that he could be the number one receiver in Chicago this year. Armando is on the Kendall Wright train for this year. Dale, you were on the Cameron Meredith train. So we each had a different guy. Yeah. Whoever you pick always gets injured. We already knew that. So now you need to pick a different guy.
You know, you got to, as much as it hurts to say, you have to go Kevin White here. He hasn't shown anything. He's barely even been on the field in his two seasons as an NFL player. But you just got to feel that he's going to be the man. I don't know what else to say here. I'm not excited about the Bears passing game at all. Anybody on. I'm more excited. The person I'm most excited about in this Bears passing game is Jordan Howard.
In the Bears passing game? Yeah. I'm going to give the nod to Kevin White. I think there's enough potential there. There's a reason he's a first rounder in terms of the actual NFL draft. Sure. I know that he hasn't done anything in terms of real life because he's been injured. But here, Dale, he's played 4 NFL games.
Whoa.
All right? Almost 4 NFL games. Not even 4 complete NFL games.
Because he got injured during 2 of those. So he's gotten injured so half of his NFL games.
So you see that he missed his entire first season. Last year, he played 4 games. It's a completely different system, different quarterbacks, or whatever. But do you know how many targets? And I'm also doing this off the top of my head. This is a stat I've already quoted before, so I know this one. You know how many targets he got in those 4 games, Dale?
I'm going to guess 25. 36
targets. 36 targets in 4 games.
Yeah, not bad.
That is a lot.
Yeah.
That's a guy that they're trying to force feed the ball. Why would we expect any different this year, especially with Cameron Meredith out?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I mean, a rookie quarterback.
The only argument against it that I would have had, and the only reason that I had not been more bullish on this, is because Cam Meredith had a good season last year. Mm-hmm. If he's out for the year, Kevin White is the clear one for me. And I don't think it's close. I think he far exceeds the target numbers of the other just guys on their team.
Yeah. No, you definitely have to. I mean, like I said, I'd reluctantly take Kevin White, but I'm not excited about him by any means.
Okay. I am. I think there's potential there in the later rounds. I think you could still get him in the later rounds because he's a forgotten name, and you might be able to get a steal at the wide receiver position in an otherwise bad offense.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to be a good offense, but that's mostly because of the quarterback troubles. Quarterback's going to have a lot of time to throw. It's a pretty decent offensive line. They've got a good running back who can pass protect, who can do a lot of different things. I like Meredith. Not what I meant to say. I like Kevin.
You know, but, can I be on the record here? Can I mention a name here that I don't know if I would, I definitely won't be drafting him, but it's definitely a name to keep on the back of your head if you're writing flashcards. Write Deontay Thompson on a flashcard. Just keep it for later.
Deontay.
Yeah, you're right, Nick. Thanks.
Deontay Thompson.
Go Gators. He's a Florida Gator.
Where's the apostrophe on that name?
No apostrophe.
At all? Nope. Deontay mm-hmm. Thompson.
Thompson, yeah. There you go. Right on your flashcard. Put it right next to your motivational poster in your office, and you're good to go. This is his 5th year in the league. He kind of stepped up last year. He finally got in a couple of games last year. I think he got in 8 or 9 games last year. He's targeted a handful of times per game. Had a couple touchdowns. He has speed. He's a big body. I don't know if he's going to compete with Kevin White or not, but it's just somebody to... I just wanted to be on the record to say, keep an eye out on him. If he sees a lot of time, if he sees a lot of time on the field...
You just wasted like a minute of my life on a guy that's not going to have two catches this year.
I'll take the over on that.
Yep. You would have thought that about Laquon Treadwell last year. No. You would have been wrong. Yeah.
What other news you got?
One catch.
Deontay Thompson. Write that down.
Over or under two catches, Dale.
Over.
You're really going to take the over here.
Absolutely. I'll take the over on, let's see, I'll bet you he has more than 16 catches for the year.
I'm so tempted right now. Let's move on.
All right. What else you got?
All right, three more quick hitters. Jamaal Charles is going to remain with the Denver Broncos this year. He's going to make the 53-man roster. I see less of him challenging CJ Anderson and more of him just being on the roster as insurance.
Yeah, yeah, he's insurance. I'm not sure what else he can even do. We haven't seen much of him. I don't think we've seen any. I haven't seen any of him.
It's I actually think it's going to be a good season for CJ Anderson, and I'm less worried about him now, but I just wanted to mention that Jamaal Charles news. Two more pieces here. Tyrod Taylor has a concussion that he suffered over the weekend's preseason games. Should be ready for the season, but just want to mention this. Another worrisome piece for a very rough offseason for Tyrod Taylor.
Yeah, it's been as bad as it can get almost. Hopefully, you know, he returns from a concussion. He has an awesome, if you're streaming quarterbacks, he plays the Jets week one. That's not so bad. You could get him really super late. I picked him up as my second quarterback, and I probably start him week one if he's healthy and good to go. I think he's going to go crazy on this Jets defense, which might be the worst defense in the league.
Last piece of news, and it's still looking like Luck is going to start the season, missing some time. Not necessarily any word yet on whether he'll start the season on the PUP list, but there's been growing concern for me. I've dropped T.Y. Hilton a little bit in my rankings. I dropped Andrew Luck way down in my rankings. I think he's probably going to miss several games to start the year. What say you,
yeah,
Dale?
Yeah, I dropped him down to 10, and I was holding off as long as I could. I did not want to drop him. I just kept thinking, okay, this is just overreaction here. I'm not going to drop him yet. I dropped him from like 3 to 4 and then 4 to 5. And then finally I just said, fuck it. He's going down. I have him at 12 now. I'm sorry. No, I do have him at 10.
That's me.
Yeah.
I have him at 12. Yeah. All right. So that is going to do it for the news. From this point forward, we're going to be talking about Listener League and some more things that we need to mention in regards to that. Pretty much a lot of our... We talked some housekeeping earlier. We're going to continue with that. But before we do any of that, Dale, tell our listeners what they can find over at BK Fantasy Sports.
Yeah, go to bkfantasysports.com. They've been a partner of ours almost the entire off season. Basically, you give them a logo or design, and they will put it on a hoodie, a sweatshirt, a polo. They're great quality stuff. I mentioned before, I've actually seen them and held the actual product, and it's awesome. I vouch for it. Lines for both men and women. They're a good company to work for. And best of all, Christian, they have free shipping and handling, which is awesome.
Yeah, and they've got really good quality product as well. So yep.
Check them out.
Definitely check them out, bkfantasysports.com.
For sure.
Dale.
What's up?
How do Japanese dogs say hello?
I don't know how.
Konnichiwa.
That's good.
Konnichiwa.
That's good. Hey.
Because it's the Chihuahua.
Did you hear about... oh, hold on. I got a good one. Did you hear about the...
I'm already laughing, and you haven't even started because I know it's going to be a stupid dad joke.
Did you hear about the zoo that I went to the other day?
Yes, I did, because this was sent in by a listener and I read it.
It only had one dog. It was a shih tzu. That was good. I think Nick sent that one, and thanks for that, Nick. I actually laughed at that one.
Yeah, so did I. It's a good joke. Yeah.
All right. Let's get into speaking of listeners in Listener League. I want to quickly break down. We already let some people in Listener League, so I will give them their names. We kind of already talked about them on the podcast. And again, we will email everybody. We'll set up a good draft time, and we'll talk about this, the Listener League, and you know, throughout the year, just kind of keep everybody up to date. We are letting 15 people in, the 16th person. We haven't really decided who it's going to be yet, me or Armando. When are we going
to? Not it. No, in all seriousness, we will let you know about that.
Yeah.
You know what? We should, I kind of do want to be it, but I feel like Armando should be it because he's not here.
Yeah. I think we should just vote Armando.
You want to do that? You want to just say that?
Yeah, Armando.
I'm pretty sure somebody just fell outside of my door.
All right. So the people who we let in so far are Natalie Riley. Actually, she wrote the review for her husband, so her husband has to be known as Natalie Riley from now on. Jason Daniel. Should we say last names? Is that bad? I don't know like what the etiquette is. We'll just say their first names, and then we'll email them.
I mean, I'm definitely going to say Charles Cox's last name.
Yeah, because he's in, but we haven't officially let him in yet. He just jumped down the list.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I see what you did here with with the bold for the people that are already let in. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, I'm reading the sheet wrong, guys. I'm sorry.
Brock.
See, it seems like we're not prepared, but we are. I just don't know how to read.
Brock, Damien, Mello, they're all in. Sam is in. Sam H, because I'm sure there's a lot of Sams that applied. Again, we want to thank everybody. I can't thank you guys enough for the positive reviews and the emails.
Why are you going to say Sam H? What if there's another Sam H?
Sam H-O-L. I'm not going to.
Sam Holiday. Just say it.
What happens if he's in the witness protection program? He just blew his cover. Now the mob's out to get him.
How does that even work?
I don't know.
How would you blow his cover with his fake name?
Then maybe it's his real name.
Are you saying you entered his real name?
Yeah, maybe he's like, if this is an official document, I have to put my real name.
He deserves to get his cover blown.
he's bad in witness protection program. Maybe that's why he's in, because he screwed up something just like this before. All right. So the next people that we want to let in, we're going to kind of make this quick and simple. Brito, do you want to just read a couple people and move on, or how do you want to do this? Because we have a list of people here.
I don't know, but I'm going to go ahead and read a review. Some of these people put in some great information, some great reviews. If you want to keep supporting our show in any way that you can, a great way to do so is head on over to iTunes. Give us a 5-star review. Yep. Maybe we'll read it like I will with this one from Hanster7. Definitely helped me dominate last year is the title of this 5-star review. I have a few token podcasts that I turn to for advice, news, and updates, and this is definitely one of them. They do a really good job at being entertaining. Neither boiled or microwave hot dogs are good, by the way, while being very informative. I was always ahead of my league mates on waiver pickups last year, and I give these guys credit for that. I'm looking forward to world. Okay, fantasy football domination this season. I'm sorry, you mixed me up there with your words. Great job, guys. That's from Hanster7. That's just one of plethora of reviews that I've gotten. Yeah,
it's all about you, isn't it? I did there.
A little bit that have inflated my ego when I read them. I guess that's what I do.
He didn't make it in Listener League, did he? But that was a good review.
Yeah, honorable mention.
Yeah, for sure. Let's put him as an alternate. Wait, I'm gonna write his name down. We're gonna get, what is his name?
It just says Hanster7.
Alternate.
Hanster, not hamster.
Hanster. Just in case, I'll put him down as an alternate. Okay. All right. So some of the people, one guy this is not his real name, apparently, because I called him Al, but his name that he gave us is Al Roker, which I thought is pretty cool. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. He is an active.
Hey, what's the weather out today? Yeah.
His.
Really thought you were going to. I thought you knew what I was going with there.
No, oh, yes, I do. Okay, ask me again.
Hey, Dale, what's the weather out there today?
I'm telling you, Christian, it's raining cats and dogs.
God, no, it's not that. Okay, never mind. I really thought you were with me on the same page here. Never mind. Let's move on.
Oh, man. We need practice more.
It's going to rain!
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's good. What is that from?
That's from Family
Guy. That's right. Okay, I'm sorry.
Talked about
this. Well, I didn't know if you wanted a dad joke. I didn't know if you wanted a sound effect. I got a lot of things going on right now.
Give me a sound effect of rain.
Hold on, here's some thunder. I'm getting better. I've already gotten better since the first sound effect.
No, the first sound effect was the only good one. Everything has gotten like way worse than the previous one. Like, I'm like, can these get worse?
Right.
That thunder was god awful. Wait, I'm not sure if you're serious right now or being facetious, but that thunder was god awful. You know that, right?
I'm pretty sure that's what thunder sounds like if it was in a microphone. You're used to the listening live, which is way different than recorded.
Give everybody the thunder one more time. Awesome.
Okay.
So next listener.
He named this review Golden Taint. So we know he's a listener already because we talk about Golden Taint all the time. Thank God I finally found a podcast where the hosts don't talk about wrestling. These dudes offer a unique perspective of fantasy and clearly have a good time doing it. I'm all in on the Melvin Gordon draft rule. That's Armando's Gordon rule. Give it a listen. 6 thumbs up your butt. So that was pretty good. That was clever.
6 thumbs up your butt. I remember that review. All right.
All right. So he's...
Since we haven't spent any time talking about wrestling...
No.
It would have been nice to see Stone Cold run into the ring with McGregor and Mayweather, huh?
Yeah. I saw that meme too. Probably got shared 4 million times.
Yep. Half a mil by
me. By the way, I was watching Game of Thrones with Armando. Was watching Game of Thrones earlier.
No, you weren't. You weren't watching it. You were on your phone reading up about the Kardashians while Armando watched Game of Thrones.
And it's there was some fight scene on the beach or something, and I was like, gee, it looked like WWE. It was like one guy was getting beat up, and then the guy that was getting beat up like rose up and got energy all of a sudden, beat up the other guy. I was like, Jesus, this is just horrible. I don't think I'll ever watch Game of Thrones. I'm sorry. Like, it just... This is not a popular opinion, but it just looks stupid. Like, every scene is, like,
okay, just dramatic. Stop. I'm actually getting upset with you. A lot of times I, you know, just play along. I'm actually getting upset. Let's move on before I just
If you want every scene down. To be the most dramatic scene you ever watched on TV, then that's a great show.
Oh, my fucking God.
All right. Another... I guess we won't read all these. Hold on. I got a good one. Neil.
Dale, just tell the people who's the next person in the league. Jesus Christ. I'm very upset with you. Just read the list. There's a list right in front of you.
This is the last one I'm going to read, and then we will give everybody... Man, the people that are in the listener league are like...
Game of Thrones is nothing but blood and fighting and conquests and dragons and nudity. How could you hate that show?
Conquests. I don't like shows with conquests. It's too deep. Refreshing. I'm a new listener who just discovered this podcast in preparation for the upcoming season, but I am a fan already. The hosts feed off one another very well and don't take themselves too seriously while still placing...
Except when he fucking says that he's in like Game of Thrones and he wants to spew his bullshit on the podcast.
While still placing importance on the subject matter. My fiance does not appreciate my dad jokes, and now I have learned I am not alone in my appreciation of them. Speaking of, you remember Drew Stanton's best bad dad dance, and then he sent us
did we retweet that?
I did not tweet it, but it's a good one, and
you need to retweet that because that was sent to us, and it's
fantastic. It's a good one. He does his dance on the sideline when I think the defense took a pick six or something. I don't remember, but it was from last year. It was good. So yeah, Neil, he's in. Thanks for the gift. Brightened my day, that's for sure. Some of the other people that we are letting in, because we don't have... People are getting probably really bored of listening to this. We've gone on for...
Just announce the listeners who are in and one. My God, the abandonment rate on this episode is going to be absurd. Yeah, yeah. Nobody cares at this point.
Yeah, I think even the listener league people are like, oh, fuck it, I don't want to be in anyways.
But all the people that submitted their entries are still listening. Ha, suckers.
You're all alone. All right.
There's like...
Okay, like can I do a drum roll and then you tell the names? I'll do the drum roll and then we do one name at a time.
Okay.
Now you say a name.
I'm going to ban you from doing the sound effects anymore.
That was a drum roll.
I'm very displeased. It was... Oh, my God.
Now, say a name. Just play along with me.
AJ Jones. Nice.
Congratulations, AJ. Next...
That's a Julio Jones and AJ yep. Green.
Next guy.
Put together AJ AJ Jones. Damn it, I missed him. This guy we let in just based on your last name. Charles Cox.
All right, next guy.
Chris Coleman. We couldn't tell if you were a fake foreigner or a real foreigner, but we let you in either way.
We couldn't tell if you were joking or not.
There's a lot of people who are not going to get that reference, but I started letting in a lot of people with saying that they're from Australia or Canada mm-hmm. or whatever, and whatever. Yeah. It's my favorite.
Yeah, no, we appreciate non-U.S. citizens in Listener League.
I'm just shocked that we have non-U.S. listeners.
The next person, I think, randomly, by the way, but I think randomly, she will be the only woman in the Listener League this year. So.
Angela Ville?
Yeah, I think so.
Ville.
Yeah.
Ville?
Yep. She...
Valet.
Well, you just say Angela.
I'm just saying it like it's spelled like valet, but with an I.
Yeah. But right. Philip. Right. Right.
Angie, is that the Ang person that tweets at us all the time?
Yes. Football Ang. Ah. Yeah. Yeah. She's active.
I was reading it like Ang, like
Ang, like short for Angela.
The last Airbender.
No.
You've never seen The Last Airbender.
All right. Next up is. Let's see. Oh,
really good show, but I doubt a lot of our listeners will be into like comic, like cartoonish type right. show. It's pretty good. All right, Matt Hilario.
Yep.
Is that the guy that Gronk was stalking?
Yeah, he took a picture with Gronk behind him and said he was stalking him. That was pretty good. So we appreciate those that sent in a picture or whatever. So he gets in for trying. The next guy
for trying. He should be an alternate for trying. Daryl Connolly.
All right. DC.
Can I? Hold on. I want to try a drum roll, but I don't want to fail at it.
See, you just ruined it. Terrible. Now we can't do it. You technically ruined my whole bit with one drum roll. The next guy, this guy was so lazy, it's funny. I think we already let him in, but...
Yeah, we let him Jarrett. In. Jarrett.
Yep,
freak.
Yep, he's in. All right.
And then Honster 7, you are an alternate.
So congratulations to everybody. We appreciate everybody. And we will list the alternates and kind of put them in random order just in case we can't get a good draft day going. We have to do the draft like soon. So there could be some alternates in here that could get it. So if you didn't hear your name, don't sweat it. Maybe you'll be called next. Anything else we need to talk about? Next episode is going to be a mock draft. Maybe with Armando, maybe not. We'll see.
Bye.
Four. No. We got to do four. Christian Brito. I'm Dale. Thanks for listening.
Okay. Bye now.